Hey, girl. Hey. You back. Girl, it's okay. Let's see what I have for you today. Mwah. Hey, girl. Hey. Welcome back to Hey, Girl. Hey, back with KT. Welcome back, you guys, to episode 2, season 1, part 3, you guys. This will be the last part of my cheating episode. Sorry for the late inconvenience, you guys. School has started back, and like I told y'all, it gets real hectic. But I did most definitely want to still make sure I got this episode out to you guys, because I know a lot of you guys are waiting on the part 3 or didn't know if I seen the part 3. Thank you. Like I said, thank you so much for just everybody that has watched. Everybody that has listened to my podcast so far on all of my platforms. And just thank you so, so much for just the love and the support. I love you guys so much. So without further ado, let's get into this video. So today, you guys, like I said, we're back with part 3 as far as the cheating episode. So today we'll be talking about why not to accept cheating, because I think a lot of times, you know, we don't realize the eternal effects and the internal effects that cheating can have on us as, you know, a person. That's men and female, girl and guy. It's just as any a person anyway, just when you accept cheating, sometimes a lot of stuff happens internally that you don't even know about. Or sometimes we forget that we have already set, you know, certain goals. And certain goals are not thought about anymore because of the mindset has changed to accepting cheating. When normally we don't accept cheating. So let's get into, number one. You know, let's go. So number one, you accept less because you are worthy about a title or what others may say. Less, because you are worried about what others say or just a title, period. I'm in a relationship, or whatever the case may be. You caring about a title more than your sanity, or you caring about a title more than your respect. You caring around a title more than lowering your standards. Like you care more about a title on what others say instead of doing what's best for you and what's best for you mentally and physically. So I'm here to tell you sometimes too that a lot of times that not okayness or that not I'm not okay feeling comes when we stop worrying about what others say, when we don't have a title with that person no more, we don't even have a connection to that title anymore. And sometimes it's best, it's what's for best. Always remember that what we want to do is not always what we may like, but it's what's best for you. And I think I'm getting that concept a lot this year, you guys. Like I said, I was going to try to be as open and honest with you guys. It's just certain things when it came to cheating with me in relationships, I feel as if I tolerated it because, you know, I was worried about just the image at a point in time. You know, of course, I grew out of that. But when I was in high school, 19th grade year, I was pretty much worried about what others were saying. And it was not good because I was in a toxic relationship. I was in a situation that I did need to get out of. I was in a physical relationship. So being open and honest with you guys, like I said, being in a physical relationship, that's just not it. So I would not advise anyone to do that. But it also involved in cheating when it comes to that, because now that they know that they can disrespect you and, you know, keep coming back, it got to a pattern where it was cheating, physical cheating. So we have to understand that it can occur to other stuff, you know. So with that being said, don't worry about what others say or the title or the look that you guys have established during you guys' relationship. Because at the end of the day, if behind closed doors is messed up, internally if it's messed up, and emotionally if it's messed up, then it just doesn't need to be anymore. And you have to understand that, you, of course, you know, you had this connection with that person. So, of course, you're not going to be okay. Of course, you're not going to be okay. And it's not going to be the greatest feeling because you had a connection with that person. And sometimes you even end up loving that person. So for that season, sometimes stuff is just seasonal. And so sometimes after the fact, when you stop it, worry about what they're saying, when you just don't not just want a title, but you want something that's actually real to you, you're gonna learn that it's okay not to be okay, but you still don't need to settle though for just that, just that period. You don't need to settle for cheating, need to settle for the disrespect, period. And don't settle. Just continue to work on you. And then when you feel ready to get back out there and start talking to people again, learn to not settle for what you settled in the past, because the same pattern is going to get you the same results. If I'm accepting a guy to disrespect me, I'm going to get disrespect. If I'm accepting a girl to disrespect me, I'm going to get disrespect. That goes for guys too. So sometimes we make ourselves okay with a situation that we know is not really okay. And that's just because we're so taught to be strong Black women, strong Black men. But at the end of the day, strong people always have their weak moments. And that's not calling you a weak-minded person or a weak person, period. But we have those weak moments where sometimes we're so vulnerable and we can't even be vulnerable with our own self. So how am I going to be able to be vulnerable with somebody else if I can't be vulnerable with myself and say, hey, I'm not okay. Hey, this might have semi-broke me, or hey, this might have semi-hurt me to let this person go, but it was the best thing for me. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna pick up all my stuff and I'm gonna work on myself for a minute, or however long it may take you to go through that healing process. And when I'm back in the game, I'm gonna be back in the game for the better. I'm not gonna lower my standards anymore. I'm not gonna accept just what somebody has to throw at me. I'm not gonna do none of that. I'm going to accept what my standards are. It State my expectations and tell them what I will and what I will not do. And I'm gonna stick to it because I deserve that. I'm worth way more than that. And I'm worth whatever I'm asking for of my partner. That's not a lie. Always remember that. What you are asking for, if you're not asking for them to walk off a cliff, or you're not asking them something that will hurt themselves, but to better y'all, or a solution to the problem, it's not gonna kill them to try to make it work, or to try to act out the solution that you provided, or to try to work with you to find a solution where you guys can compromise. Compromising in situations like that, I feel, is in cheating. That is not, that's y'all business. However, like I said, do not accept, because now you're just settling for what's not for you. But I will say, in the next situation, you put everything out on the line because you see how the last relationship ended up for you. So make sure you just put everything out on the line, your expectations, your goals, your morals, your values, things that you don't want to go through again. Let your partner have that vulnerability, because how can you trust them? You say you trust them. How do you want them to trust you with being vulnerable, but you cannot be vulnerable with them? Give that vulnerability, especially if they're showing you the respect that you need, showing you every sign that you're safe with them, and they're actually making you feel safe. Go ahead and open up, girl. Don't just always have a strong wall up. And that goes for me too, because I know most definitely I have a strong wall up when it comes to anybody that has talked to me. So don't do that, girl, because you might just semi mess up your own self, because I'm stuck on, what so and so is doing, or I'm somewhere else, that I'm not supposed to even be, in anymore. I'm supposed to be done moved on. They done moved on. And I'm still stuck on, how you hurt me. Or I'm still stuck on, I don't know if I should speak up in this relationship, because my last relationship, that got me nothing but, a cuss out, or that got me, that's toxic. So if anything, a person should feel comfortable with you speaking up, revisiting things that you may have argued on, and it should be okay. Because at the end of the day, that's communication, that's working through it. If this person, every time you have an argument, I don't want to hear it no more, we agreed on that, and you have to always shut down your feelings, it's not okay, sir. Don't do that, because the person will never shut you down, because they're so open to you being you and open to the fact that they love you for you. And if that's you, to speak your mind at the right time, the right place and time, or with whatever the situation may be, they shall respect that, and they will respect that, because we're not closing our mouths in 2021. Period, unless it deemed necessary. So the next one is, you guys, some of people are afraid to be alone. Oof, y'all, I have seen this so many times. Sometimes with people that's actually close to me, with people still that's close to me, I would say that I have a small circle of girls that, I stay in contact with, and we have been in contact for a long time. But of course, we all a young black woman. We're all strong young black women. Let me correct myself. Everybody else too around me is strong black women. But I know the circle that I hang out with are some strong young ladies, and I just want to commend everybody that, has been in my circle this long, has been in my circle even when I shut them out, I want to say. And I had to realize when I was afraid to be alone, I had to realize that I had those set of girls that would step in right on time and say, "You're not alone, and you're not accepting that anymore, and we're proud of you, but we're gonna stand with you until you get through this." And I think too that goes back to who your friends are. If you're calling these girls your sisters should be able to step in the time of need, when things are going good, and when things are going bad. Not just when everything is going bad, because how can you guys have a fun type of bond and a caring bond at the same time if you never seen both sides? You never seen me when I'm happy. We have never went anywhere when we're all happy, all got boyfriends, or all single, if the case may be. You never seen me at my happy points. You always see me at my lowest point, when I'm sad, when I'm up here cussing out somebody because they can't respect me, so you have to make sure you see both sides of people who you call your sisters, and make sure vice versa, that they see both sides of you, because if they don't see that, how can they know, okay, Caitlyn is doing this, obviously, either she feels alone, she feels the type of way. They'll never have that connection with you to when they know, they pick up the phone and call you, you ain't gotta call you, because they feel it in their spirit, and they feel something deep down on the inside of them that says, my girl is not okay. That goes for guys too. My guy is not okay. We have to learn normalizing having friendships that you see me at my low and my high, not just see me at one or the other, because that's not how life works. In reality, we don't just always be happy in life. In reality, we don't always be sad in life. And sometimes, hell, we be in the middle of life, like just in the middle of both sides. So if that person cannot even be vulnerable enough to open up to you, you're not that person's sister or brother, because you have to understand they will feel comfortable with you. And I understand people are like, well, Caitlin, I'm a secretive person. I like to keep my stuff on DL. So for those people out there too, don't expect that person to be putting all their business out to you and telling you everything. And you can't be vulnerable enough, not saying to share all your business, but you can't even be vulnerable enough to open up to them like they open up to you. So make sure you don't end up doing that. I know that's like semi on my point, but I just felt that for somebody. Like, oh my gosh. So back to being afraid to be alone, though. You rather take the disrespect, the unhappiness, the toxic, this relationship, whatever you may feel like you need to put in that blank, you will accept less and be comfortable because you don't want to start over. Or it took too much of your energy, or it took too much time, and you don't want to start over or look stupid. And I'm gonna tell you, it's okay, because all of this is not worth your self-respect, your time, nor your heart. And it's time to just build a new fence. So, like, I understand starting over is never easy. That's for everybody. That's how life goes. Starting over is never an easy process. It's not always something that we want to do. But if this was best for you to not accept less, and for you to be comfortable with who you are with, and who you to be comfortable with who you are as a person. You know what happens behind closed doors when you go home. Either you be crying, you be happy, or you know the emotions that come up when you actually have to sit in your room and think by yourself. You know that. So instead of you accepting less and not being comfortable anymore, start accepting more. Start accepting your standards. Start being comfortable to know that when I lay my head down, I don't have somebody that, is cheating on me. I have somebody that respects me, and I can go to sleep peacefully at night knowing that I don't have to worry about that. So know that it is okay to let the process just come, because at the end of the day, it's your self-respect is online, your time is online, and your heart is online. And it's not all this damage that you keep letting, people give to you, and you keep accepting, because it would be different if you didn't know about the cheating, because some people do know about the cheating. And so if you're one of those people, it's different. You're hurting your own self purposely, and you're doing it consistently. So how do you think your heart feel? If you feel in the natural a sense of God, I mean, I'm tired of this crap. If you feel that, well, how do you think your heart feel? How do you think your self-respect feels? How do you think all the morals and values instilled in you since you've been a child, how do you think that makes your village look? How do you think that makes your parents look? Or your grandparents if they raise you, or your aunties or uncles? We have to be real with ourselves sometimes, because sometimes we put ourselves in those situations. And sometimes we do be afraid to be alone. But we also have those people that can stand behind us through the times we feel alone. And so we have to be open to that. And we have to be open that this fence is just not going. I'm gonna keep rebuilding, and they're gonna keep painting over it. So instead of me letting somebody keep painting on my fence, I'm gonna just build a whole new fence that has nothing but what Caitlin want on it. Put your name in that. That has nothing what Susie wants on it. That has nothing what Sarah wants on it. That has nothing what, shoot, I'm start calling my friend name, DeAndre want on it. Has nothing but what Alyssa wants on it. Has nothing but Kia wants on it. Shoot, has nothing but Leah wants on it. What all these people that I know, what you want on it. Put what you want on it, because at the end of the day, the fence, yeah, it's gonna take time to build all the way over. But I'd rather start over and find somebody that's gonna respect and love me, and that's not gonna waste my time, and possibly could be my person, rather than keep trying to build up a fence that they're just gonna keep on marking up to where I just it just becomes a repeated cycle. We're not doing that no more, sir, in 2021. Build your new fence, sir, and let it be what it's gonna be. Okay. So the next thing, you guys, is ask yourself, do I like this feeling this person gives me? Do I like this person gives me, or the idea of being with them? Don't make the mistake of missing why you guys are together. I'm gonna say that again for people that need to hear it again. Ask yourself, do I like this feeling of that this person really gives me, or do I just like the idea of being with them? Meaning, I just like the idea of how we look, or I just, you know what I'm saying, or I just like the feeling that you give me. But that don't always mean so you're supposed to be with them. Sometimes we get them mixed up. Do not make that mistake of missing why you guys are really together, because that still is something that you should talk about, girl, on a daily basis, a weekly basis, or a monthly basis. However many times you guys talk about stuff like that, every relationship is different. But it need to always be a reinsurance or reoccurring mentioning, whether these per well, y'all been together a year, and this person say it every 2 weeks or every other week of every year that y'all together. It's called reassurance, meaning I know why I'm with you, and I feel confident in the fact that I got with you for this, or I'm with you for this, and we're benefiting each other off of this. These are real moments that a lot of people don't understand is important in a relationship. Now it allows that vulnerability, that reassurance. Because I think a lot of times that reassurance, communication too, especially, but that reassurance and that vulnerability is the other thing that a lot of relationships struggle with. Especially when it comes to cheating, because it's just like, you know, in the get-go, I didn't express to you why I was really with you. Because really, we're friends with benefits, but really, we're putting on a title because you have a feeling that I don't have about you. You may have your feelings actually involved, but really, I'm just sleeping with you. Really, I just like the idea of you. And yeah, you're a cool person, but you're not really somebody that, you know, I really picked in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? And it may hurt to hear that, but if we being honest, nothing that's always the truth is always stuff that we want to hear. But it's being honest with that person and telling them, hey, you know, maybe, you know, I did like you for this day and the third. But I'm telling you now that, you know, I got to be honest with you. I really had to really reevaluate why we were even together. Why are we in this thing together? I really had to reevaluate myself. So, yeah, really, really dig deep this week, you guys, or wherever you get the chance. If you're in a relationship where it's toxic, or where it's cheating involved, where it's abuse involved, really evaluate why the reason originated of you guys being together, you guys even being in a relationship. Why are you even, you know, accepting this cheating? Is this something because I like the feeling that you give me? Or I just like the idea of us being together, so I'm settling for less. I'm settling for the cheating. I'm settling, you know what I'm saying? I'm settling for the disrespect. You have to really evaluate why are you with this person. So do that. I would say the next one, you guys, and this one I feel like is something more personal to a lot of people. And like I said, me and my girls talk, you know, every week, every other week or so. And one thing, you know, that we all examine from, you know, our other friends outside the circle, that we always say, you know, it's about going back to the king and queen of you, of your kingdom, of who made you. Sometimes your father or mother didn't show you respect. And how to be treated, and so many more things can go into that. But the behavior is normal to you when it's not, when that's not how real love is supposed to be shown to you, when that's not how real respect is supposed to be shown to you. But because that's the behavior that you have seen growing up, or the behavior you see now from your own parents, or from whoever your parents might be with, it don't even have to be your father or your mother, but just in general. And if this don't apply to you, this don't apply to you. But if it does, the behavior is just normal to you. So you accept what you're seeing. That's acceptable for you because that's all you know. Man, understand this, you guys. People cannot give you more than they do not know. People cannot do more than what they do not know. If the person don't know, that's all they have. Honestly, that's all they have. So sometimes they're ignorant to the fact that to us it might be seen as wrong, but to them it might be seen right. Everybody's on different levels. So I will most definitely say that sometimes your father or mother didn't show you how respect was supposed to go, or didn't show you respect to you. The relationship wasn't respectful. And they didn't really show you, you know, how you were supposed to be treated. So now I'm going out there accepting stuff because my father disrespected my mother, or my father cheating on my mother. So now I'm going out there accepting cheating because I feel like, okay, my mama accepted, you know, she accepted my father cheating. So let me go out there, you know, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to pick on anybody's situation because trust me, I'm telling y'all, I have been through some of the exact same stuff I be telling you I had to sell myself. So I would say just that respect thing. Sometimes we have to look at our roots as into why we accept what we accept. And for me, it was more so of a, you know, I'm accepting this because I know this, or somebody has shown me this. So we have to understand that sometimes, excuse me, sometimes if we go back into those roots and we actually see the general reason where stuff originated, where the feeling of the thinking that that's okay even came from, most of the time it comes from the king or the queen of the kingdom. And sometimes we have to really be honest with our parents and express those feelings to them, even though I know for sure, especially in the Black community, me being a African-American, a Black female, a Black young Black woman, I would have to say that a lot of times, you know, it's not open to that we can be vulnerable with our parents. We can be transparent with our parents. We can be honest with them. It's something that we do strive for, a goal for. But I would most definitely say that when it comes to that father-mother relationship with the child, it's more like I felt like for me, I had to always initiate it. I felt like when you're a baby, it's cute and all, but when real world stuff start to happen, that's when that disconnect starts to really happen. And I know that happened for me. And I can be honest and tell you, like I said, I'm not a perfect person. And I really told you guys that a lot of these points I had to really reflect for my own self. So that one is personal to me too. I will go ahead and say that. So note that you can always, too, with that point, you can always change the behavior. You can always change your mindset saying that I'm not going to accept that, and I'm going to be better than that. You know, I'm going to show my kids better than that. Just because I didn't get shown it don't mean I cannot break the cycle. And that goes to my next point. It creates generational curses and habits that are not even you, that are not meant for your family. It's just something that you have now created that is not even you, that's not even for your family. But because it's a habit that I'm so into is accepting cheating, now Now my kids, since they've been seeing it all growing up, or they have seen it before, or heck, even before I had kids, since I accepted it, when my kids start to do it, it's just like it aggravates me. But I have to understand that at a point in time I was there. And sometimes you have to pray that your kids don't accept, nor do the generational curses get to them, nor do they have to go through what you had to go through with that curse that you may have on your family with infidelity. I would say for me, on my mom's side, we deal with the infidelity generational curse. And like I said, I'm being totally honest with you guys. I'm really being vulnerable with you guys right now because I feel like somebody needs to hear this. Because I feel that for somebody. Oh my gosh, I feel that. But sometimes when we're in relationships, it's kind of like a hope for me. Because I'm just like, this is a generational curse. I have made it my business. I'm going to overcome. My family will not have this curse on me. My kids will not have to accept the same fate that I may be trying to accept or may be set to face. But I'm going to pray that off, that my family, one, they get their act together, and two, that generational curse is broken right now in the name of Jesus. And I will continue to pray and continue to praise until that habit or that curse is off my family. Whether I may have to go through some hurt, and yes, I may have to go with some internal issues where I may struggle psychologically to say, this is not something that me, this is not something I'm going to accept. This is not something that's for me and my family anymore. Yeah, you say you may have thought you could come at me, and you may have thought that I was going to entertain your foolery and entertain all of the things that you might have thought you had for my family, but I'm not going to accept it anymore. Because that curse is over. That day is over. If I ask God to build a new me in 2021, and I'm not going to sit up there and let anybody, not even you, the enemy, anybody that's old to me, I'm not going to let any ex, any current, or any present, or any future try to come against the prayer that I just prayed, then I'm not going to accept that. I am more than that. My self-respect is more than that. I'm not going to accept that. This is what I'm going to accept from now on in 2021. We're going to pray off generational curses in 2021. We're not doing these bad habits in 2021. We're not doing these, I don't know what I want in 21. We're not doing that no more, sis. We're not doing that no more, bro. We're not doing it no more. We're going to start asking God. If I'm asking God, okay, I already asked him to shift my alignment. Ooh. Getting into my own lessons. I already asked God to do that. So if I'm going to ask him to do that, I'm not going to ask him to take me back where I was. Because see, in that mindset, I wasn't thinking like this. I wasn't thinking like a G. I wasn't thinking like a, that curse got to get up off of me. I wasn't thinking like that. But now, because in 2021, another decade, I told God, this decade shall be my winning season. And it shall be something that I shall not accept. I will not accept. Because see, you might have hurt me the last decade, and you might have took some real low blows that almost could have knocked me out. It almost did knock me out. But I'm telling you, in this decade, it's my time. It's me and my family time. Some stuff that's about to come off on me, you've never seen before. Some moves I'm about to punch at you, you might have never seen before. And it was because I wasn't thinking like this in a way. I wasn't thinking I could accept better. I wasn't thinking that I could do better. I could show better. I wasn't thinking I could change the psychological mindset in my family. I wasn't thinking that I could change this thing where I don't have to be no baby mama anymore. Oh, I don't have to be no baby mama anymore. I shall not get pregnant at a young age anymore. I shall be the first person to go to college, yes, but also complete college. Because all I know is all of these curses, you guys. Ooh. All of these curses, you guys, we're praying them off in 2021 and so forth, but especially in 2021, because we're decreeing to God that you shall shift me and you shall change me, and I shall will not stop believing in your name, because I know that you shall do it. You shall do it forever, exceedingly abundantly. You shall expand me, expel me, change my mindset, and that's what I asked you for. So So no longer am I asking God make me back to me. I'm asking God to make me back into a better me than before, a version that nobody has ever seen before. Only a version that me and God only knew why it had to come to this. Only a version that me and God knew I never knew I could even have, but it's something that I prayed for. See, I feel that for somebody. It's something that I prayed for, and because now the shifting is happening for me, I may be unknown to this feeling, and it may feel too right to be true, but God is saying, I'm about to shift a couple of curses out of your family. I am about to do some things in your life that you never thought was even possible. You never thought I could shift, because you've been asking me for a while now, because it's a new decade and a new turn of events. My God, it's a new turn of events. You may see everything crazy going on, but everything shall get my glory. Because all you're asking God is, I need to see your glory, God, because in this, see, I don't see it anymore. And in this, I don't feel it anymore. But if only I could see your glory. And God is saying, my glory is raining all over you. It's flowing from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. It's flowing for, it's going places with you. It's going places before you. It's going on that job interview, because you shall be hired. It's going on that promotion that is coming for you. God is saying, everything that is coming for you this year, I shall do that and some more. And you have to be open to the change. You have to be open to the familiarness. You have to be open to the feeling out your comfort zone. No, it's not going to be comfortable, because it's something new. And he's birthing a dragon out of you that you may not understand. And God is saying, don't accept the curses this year. Don't accept the habits this year. Don't accept the cheating this year. Don't accept the disrespect this year, because we're not doing that in 2021, sis. Whew, feel that for somebody. We're not doing that anymore. Because God, I asked you to shift me. And now that you have shifted me, I shall not complain. I shall not look back. Not one inch. I will not. I'm praying that on everybody that is listening to this podcast right now. You shall not go back. You shall not accept. We're not doing that in 2021 and forward and foremost and going forward, even the years prior or after that. We're not doing that anymore, especially not in 2021, so, because we have goals, we have dreams, we have standards that we have to keep up with this year, and things we have to get done. And we cannot get that done if we're too busy, so stuck on the same habits, or the same curses can still touch your family in a whole nother decade. We're not doing that. So that goes with pray for your family. Pray for those curses and habits to be broken. I pray that they're broken in the name of Jesus right now for you and your family. Woo. Woo. Jesus, my God. I felt that for somebody. Woo. So let me end this. So you guys, the scripture of this week is 2 Peter 1 and 3. And it tells us that God has given us everything that we need through Christ, through knowledge, through him. So note that he is with you, and that everything that you shall need is through him, and that he shall provide every need, meaning everything is with me. So you have the tools that you need. You just have to go out and use them. And also, the word for this week, since you guys are going to another week, the word for this week is consistency. And that wasn't even the word, you guys, that I had for this week. But I just hear it that God is saying consistency. If you stay consistent, I'm going to stay consistent anyway. But I'm going to honor that consistency. Because I see that now you're not playing games anymore. See, now this 2021, Caitlin, this 2021, Kia, this 2021, Leah, so this 2021 Alexis, everybody, this 2020 Kiana, this 2020 Treva, I'm naming people that I know listen to this thing. This 2021 Destiny, this 2021 is so many people. Please don't charge me, but it's so many people that listen to my stuff. Diamond, Jasmine, so many people, I don't even know who your name is. It's so many of you guys that are listening. Stay consistent. Consistency, that's even through your morning routine, through you praying this week, through your schoolwork this week for younger kids, through your schoolwork, through your chores. Everything that you have been inconsistent this last decade, or even when 2021 did start, we're now going to stay consistent this week, especially because you have a goal and you have something that you are praying for. You have something that your consistency shall unlock and shall release some things into your life. Stay consistent. Be consistent. Even with your decisions, be consistent. Your mindset, be consistent. You're not accepting less. Be consistent this week. Be consistent further out this week, but especially this week, because I promise you, in this week prior, a lot of stuff gonna shift and it's gonna happen real quickly for you. Be consistent. That consistency is what's gonna break that chain. That consistency is what's gonna show you a lot of stuff and what's gonna open a lot of doors for you. That consistency is going to help pray and remove people out of your life. That consistency. Stay consistent. Stay consistent, you guys, because I promise you, staying consistent is going to help you so much more than you not being consistent this week, especially this week as ever, because I feel that, I really do feel that for somebody that consistency is going to really help somebody this week. So you guys, that is the end of this podcast video, episode 2. We wrapped it up today. Woo-hoo! We wrapped it up today, you guys. Please be on the lookout for episode 3 very soon. Hopefully next Saturday, I will be able to most definitely put it out on time. Like I said, I apologize once again for putting it out a day late, but I know that somebody needed to hear it. And just stay tuned for next episode, you guys. The month is almost over, so season one is almost to a close, you guys. So thank you for being on this journey. If you have been this long with me, I appreciate you guys so much. I hope this episode and all the other episodes of this cheating series really helped someone, really helped someone, really blessed someone, really was able to help someone, you know, get answers to what they may need it. I just really pray that everyone has a great week, that everyone stays consistent, that everyone does and gets everything out of this week and out of this season that God has for you, and that you need. All your goals shall be that and some more. They shall be achieved and some more. So I love you guys. This is the end of this episode. Thank you guys for tuning in. Love you guys. I love you. Bye. Stay blessed. Love you guys.